From the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, this is Agenda Texas, your inside guide on everything under the dome and how it hits home. I'm Ben Philpott. Will Texas join Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act? That's the $100 billion question at the Capitol this session. The state's Republican leadership says no, but supporters of the ACA continue to gain ammunition. A recent report by former Deputy Comptroller Billy Hamilton indicated that if the state spent $15 billion on Medicaid expansion over 10 years, it would get $100 billion back, along with about 231,000 new jobs by 2016. Maureen Milligan is president and CEO of the Teaching Hospitals of Texas.
To look at something that helps to create jobs in Texas, that helps improve the health of Texans, are all pluses in our minds on this.
But there are concerns about expansion. One survey by the Texas Medical Association estimates only about 30% of doctors would take new Medicaid patients. Dr. John Holcomb has a private practice in San Antonio and works on Medicaid issues for the TMA. He says that low buy-in is because the state's Medicaid reimbursement rates are too low.
Because you could argue that if you keep on paying 68% of the Medicare rate, you're going to have 1.5 million new Medicaid beneficiaries that have cards but have no place to go with them.
That could happen in cities.
In rural Texas, that's not true.
Jerry Massey is Senior Vice President for the East Texas Medical Center Regional Healthcare System. He says the rural clinics he represents are required to take Medicaid patients. And even if patients were to end up in the emergency room, it could still be a cost savings.
It'd be very advantageous to us if we could, for example, cut our uncompensated care from 13 to 15%, which we see now, to 8%.
Uncompensated ER care is a big deal in the state's big cities, too. Dr. Holcomb says from San Antonio to El Paso to Houston, federal money offered to expand Medicaid rolls would greatly benefit the hospital districts currently covering bills for the uninsured.
So local taxpayers are already paying for the care of those patients. It's just that the care is being delivered in the wrong place, definitely at the wrong time, and certainly at the wrong price.
Holcomb says expansion would put people in a system that helps lead them away from the high-cost ER. None of these arguments, though, appear to have swayed the state's Republican leadership yet. This is Agenda Texas. You're listening to Agenda Texas. I'm Ben Philpott. Some healthcare providers are still figuring out what Medicaid expansion would mean for them, while lawmakers at the Capitol have already drawn a line in the sand.
We've made it clear Texas will not expand Medicaid under the ACA.
Governor Rick Perry reaffirmed his view during his recent State of the State address. His don't take it position is supported by many Republicans, including Texas Health and Human Services Executive Commissioner Kyle Janik. He worries an expansion would change little because it would pour money into a broken and unfixable system.
The point is you're going to create a program that is going to continue to underpay the provider network.
Democrats agree Medicaid isn't perfect, but say the projected $100 billion being offered over 10 years is just too much money to pass up. Austin State Senator Kirk Watson worries the arguments against expansion have little to do with whether or not it would help the state.
Almost because of just disliking who might have won an election, we're not going to focus on something that will make citizens of this state healthier and make our economy healthier.
Republicans say they'd be more than happy to take the money, but only in the form of a block grant that the state would administer. Texas has been asking for and not receiving a waiver to create such a program since George W. Bush was president. I'm Ben Philpott. We'll talk to you next week.